Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you. And how you be at 6:30 and 55 seconds to go right along with it on the football and baseball Friday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Paulie Rosenberg. They on the other side of the glass and the 1-877-337. 6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Friday schmooze. Right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan, New York City.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
He's had a bad break on the first drive.
Second and short. Manning over the middle. The pass deflected and intercepted.
The ball gets tipped and goes right to a guy, and so caught a bad break there.
Manning tried to force it up the middle. It got tipped. And the Eagles get the interception.
I'm not concerned about Eli. Like I said, none of us did anything good enough to win tonight.
Manning back under pressure. He's sacked. He fumbles the ball.
Nothing wrong with the effort. They fought hard all the way to the end.
Nate Solder got beat on the play.
I just said I'm not worried about their effort. I'm worried. Listen, didn't he ask me about effort? And then I said I wasn't concerned about their effort, right?
Wentz, play fake, back to throw. Steps up. Looking for the deep post down the middle of the field. The pass incomplete. Janoris Jenkins all over the receiver and a flag comes in.
Here we go again. Wasn't concerned about their effort. I'm concerned about how we executed and how we didn't get in the end zone and how we let them in the end zone.
Now they're both going for the ball there. That
should
not be pass interference.
That should not be pass interference.
It's going to be 15 for slapping the quarterback down, though.
We got beat by a good team. Didn't score enough points. They scored way more than us.
They run a little wide receiver screen out to the right. Aguilar takes a hit from Apple and dropped after a gain of a yard. And a flag comes in. And is this going to be helmet to helmet?
We didn't do anything well enough to win tonight. We didn't score enough points. We didn't keep them off the board.
Third and 10 for the Giants 40. Oh boy. Manning going to get sacked again. And it's just, I mean, it's sad.
We just keep going. Everybody around us is doing the math. We don't do the math. We just keep playing.
Manning in a shotgun set. Beckham split right. Takes the snap. He looks right. He throws the fade to Beckham. He can't make the catch. Wants a flag. No flag.
I feel like some of those plays right after I was getting myself going was some of my best stuff.
Beckham's barking at the official, but no flag.
Is that what I would have done? Absolutely not. Is that what I want my players doing? No.
Philadelphia Eagles come into MetLife Stadium. Stabilize things, and from the very beginning, dominate this football game.
It's over, it's over, it's over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
It's over.
Like I said, none of us did anything good enough to win tonight.
And today, as it turns out on WFAN in New York City, today on the fan, was Fan Appreciation Day. In the same week, the New York Yankees and the New York Football Giants bidding adieu and thank you for coming. We heard earlier from Aaron Boone, and heard from Pat Shurmur, and you wonder why it took so long for Boone to remove Severino and Sabathia, and why it seems to be taking so long for Shurmur to remove Eli. And you could also wonder how long it might be before the New York Football Giants remove Pat Shurmur, who doesn't want you to ask him about effort, Certainly not until he goes back to the drawing board. A drawing board missing a few very important X's and O's. Here is the good news with the New York Football Giants, and it's not easy to find good news. In next year's draft, there won't be many teams looking for a quarterback because, unlike the Giants, teams needing a quarterback drafted one this year. The New York Football Giants, do they have a superstar player? And he redefines play action with the potential of plenty of action on every single play. Imagine if he had an offensive line controlling the line of scrimmage. Well, he controls the line, his own offensive line and your defensive line, and he'll impact every betting line in the book, even on a bad team like he's on now. Worth his weight in gold he is. The gold standard. This is not the terrible New York Football Giants with a quarterback that has seen his best days, when we were seeing his best throws, when he was helping the Giants, instead of now with the Giants needing to help him. You have to ask, when does all of us who apologize for Eli get an apology from him? Or does love mean never having to say you're sorry? We, every one of us, we speak and we hear that the Giants have to build around Eli. And with any quarterback, that's true. But when do we begin to stress that Eli needs to overcome the shortcomings around him, needs to pick up the team, needing to help his team, needing to carry his team with drives that don't end in punts? As we saw last night when the team, the offense, was 0-for-8 on third down in the first half and not much better after that. For those reading lips, it was Shurmur telling his quarterback in the second quarter, throw the ball, and he didn't mean something short on a third and long. Long in the tooth is Eli, and if the Giants didn't think of going to the bullpen sooner, they have to think about it now. And if it's not the kid from Richmond, then the New York Football Giants need to start scouting the kid from Oregon, or the kid from Missouri, or the kid from North Carolina State. Eli, of course, is much a problem as anyone else on this team, and Pat Shurmur and his coaches seem lost. And when your head coach and his staff have no answers, you're left with an awful lot of questions, including one, how long does Pat Shurmur last? Third and 16, you're calling for a short pass over the middle. Apparently, this to give the Giants better punt position. Here is another question. When does this losing stop? It's not new, and nobody has an answer for what to do. And you also wonder, what does Little Wayne see in Odell Beckham Jr.? He's going to be fined again for going helmet to helmet with a cooling fan. Where was he at the end of the first half? He was invisible last night for most of the game, let alone the last 2 seconds of the first half, when he could have been used to Hail Mary. They said he needed an IV, and what? He couldn't have that on the sidelines? The IV? He doesn't need as much as he needs possibly to have his head examined. Vernon was back last night, but nobody else had his back on a defense. Missing tackle after tackle after tackle. Missing in action. The defense, blown coverages, wide open men. A defense can't defend. And Eli Apple losing it on the sidelines. Not much else on the field except losing. Fourth and four from the five. 34-13. 5:20 to go in the game. Eli looks for Beckham. Are you surprised Odell didn't get the call? And there was contact. There was pass interference. And no call there was when there should have been. But Odell won't get a close call. Not Odell Beckham Jr. And the Giants are done and the losing continues. They will need a new quarterback. And you have to admit that to yourself, even if your love for Eli is unconditional, his time has come and gone. So they're going to need a new quarterback. And let's be honest, the sooner the better. They still need work on both lines, looking for more than Vernon to provide the pressure. And Ogletree every now and then can make a play. B.J. Hill has gotten into the backfield once in a while. Darwin letting an interception bounce off his chest last night. Landon Collins can make a play too. But plays they make not often enough. And Jack Rabbit. Jack not so nimble, not so quick. And here's what you can say about the defense, especially the secondary. What you can say about them used to be said of Elvis Patterson, and it can now be said of the New York Football Giants. Toast. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.